Last Sunday at confirmation in Drumontee, County Armagh, I met a 90-year-old man who proudly told me that he was in Dublin in 1932 for the Congress, and that he hoped, with the help of God, to be at next year's Congress as well. I know that hope is shared by thousands of people throughout Ireland. Since 2008, much preparation has already taken place for the Congress, and this has concentrated on catechesis on the Eucharist for parishes. It has concentrated on encouraging volunteers, glad to see some of them here today, to support the many activities of the Congress. This year, a National Eucharistic Congress will take place to coincide with the Feast of Corpus Christi on the last weekend of June. This National Eucharistic Congress will involve workshops and liturgies, will be celebrated at Knock and in all 26 dioceses on the island. In June this year, we are holding in Armagh an international conference on prayer. It's entitled Spirit Fest. It will have many speakers from abroad, and Bishop Richard Clark, Church of Ireland Bishop of Meath and Kildare, and Reverend Ruth Patterson of the Presbyterian Church in Ireland will give it the Spirit Fest an ecumenical dimension. This National Eucharistic Congress of this coming June will mark the beginning of the final year of preparation for the Congress of 2012. Today then is about putting the International Eucharistic Congress in Ireland on the map. I especially wish to acknowledge the valuable involvement of the media in this task, and please, I ask you to continue to take an interest in this important Catholic Church initiative. In a few moments, we'll hear the story of the Congress bell, and I look forward to hearing the wonderful Eucharistic Congress hymn, Though We Are Many, sung by the choir from the Holy Child Secondary School, Killiney. And in Armagh also, a special hymn has been composed by Sister Breege O'Hare for Spirit Fest. And finally, I ask that the faithful pray to the Spirit to lead us all to a greater appreciation of the presence of Jesus in our midst for love of us in the gift of the Eucharist. Thank you.